Technology is advancing. Customer experience is standing still. Liesl Jonkheed, founder and director, Consumer Psychology Lab. In the years since I founded the Consumer Psychology Lab, I have sat with hundreds of leadership teams who are genuinely frustrated. They have invested significantly in what they believe is customer experience. They have the platforms, the dashboards, the automation tools, the AI-assisted workflows. They can show you the technology roadmap. What they cannot always show you is a customer who feels genuinely, consistently well served. This is the paradox at the heart of modern CX investment, and it is one I encounter in almost every new client engagement. The technology budget has grown. The customer satisfaction scores have not kept pace. Churn rates have climbed. And when we dig into why, the answer is almost always the same. Somewhere along the customer journey, the business confused its technology stack with its CX strategy. They are not the same thing. And until businesses understand that distinction clearly, they will keep investing in the wrong places and wondering why the returns are not materializing. Technology is accumulating. Experience is not improving. There is a well-documented perception gap in customer experience that should concern every senior leader. Research by Bain & Company found that 80% of companies believe they deliver a superior customer experience, while only 8% of their customers agree. That is a fundamental disconnect between how organizations perceive their own capability and what customers actually live through. This gap is widest in organizations with the most sophisticated and diverse technology and communications channel environments. Not because technology makes things worse, it does not when used well and properly orchestrated, but because the accumulation of tools creates a false sense of progress. Each new platform feels like forward motion. Each new integration feels like a problem solved. The organization is busy, the roadmap is full, and the implicit assumption is that all of this activity must be translating into better experiences for customers. It often is not, because technology only creates capability. It does not, by itself, create experience. A customer does not experience your CRM. They experience whether the person they spoke to understood their problem, cared about solving it, and followed through. The tool in the background is invisible to them, and it should be. What a CX strategy actually is. Strategy is about the human triangle, not the tech stack. We define a CX strategy as the deliberate design of the emotional, psychological, and relational experience a customer has across every touchpoint with your brand. It encompasses how your customers feel when they interact with your people. Whether they feel heard, valued, and respected. Whether the experience reflects a brand that genuinely understands them, or one that is merely processing them. A genuine CX strategy asks different questions from a technology strategy. Not, what tools do we have? But, what do our customers actually need to feel in order to stay, to grow, and to advocate for us? Not, how do we automate this journey? But, which moments in this journey are so emotionally significant that they require a human being, and are we investing in that person's capability to show up well? Our research shows that loyalty most often crystallizes not in routine interactions, but in moments of service recovery, when something has gone wrong and a customer needs to know that the brand will stand behind its promise. These are precisely the moments that automation cannot handle, and that undertrained, disempowered employees handle badly. The technology investment that matters most in these moments is the investment in the people using it. How technology becomes a proxy for strategy. The conflation of technology with strategy happens because technology is tangible, measurable, and easy to present to a board. You can show a platform roadmap. You can demonstrate an integration. You can pull a dashboard. Strategy, particularly the human, relational kind, is much harder to quantify and slower to prove. And so, over time, the technology investment crowds out the strategic conversation. The organization optimizes for what it can measure through its systems, ticket resolution times, first contact rates, CSAT scores, NPS. These are not unimportant, but they are only proxy metrics. They measure outputs from the system, not the depth of the relationship between the customer and the brand. An organization can achieve strong proxy metrics while customer trust quietly erodes, and the technology will not tell you that is happening until the churn data does. We see this pattern clearly in our market research. Organizations with the most robust CX measurement infrastructure are not consistently outperforming those with simpler setups. What distinguishes the highest performers is not the sophistication of their tools. It is the quality of the conversation happening between their frontline employees and their customers, and the degree to which leadership was investing in that conversation. The companies that are winning on CX are the ones whose people understand the brand's promise deeply enough to deliver it, in any channel, in any situation, under any pressure. The real investment imperative. This is not an argument against technology. It is an argument for using it with strategic intent rather than as a substitute for strategy. When technology is deployed to free frontline employees from administrative burden, so they can give full attention to the customer in front of them, it is immensely valuable. When it is deployed to automate the moments that most require human judgment, empathy, and personal connection, it damages the relationship in ways that are difficult and expensive to repair. Ask a customer who has tried to resolve a problem with their bank or cellular provider and had to endure a never-ending loop of automated bots, chats and disempowered contact center agents reading from a script how they felt about the brand afterwards. The right question to ask of every technology and channel investment is not, can this be automated? But, what does the customer need in this moment, and does automation serve that need? Or does it serve our operational convenience at the customer's expense? These are different questions with very different answers. Technology and automation should handle the routine so that people can handle the important. That distinction, between the routine and the important, requires a level of customer understanding that only a genuine CX strategy can provide. Without it, businesses automate the wrong things, frustrate customers at the moments that matter most, and then invest in more technology to try to fix the problem they created. The human investment that changes outcomes. Your frontline employees are your CX strategy made visible. The return on investment in customer experience is disproportionately driven by the quality of frontline employees, their skills, their confidence, their genuine connection to the brand's purpose, and the degree to which the organization has empowered them to make decisions in the customer's interest. Frontline employees are the strategy made visible and felt. When we encounter organizations with genuinely excellent customer experience, we almost always find the same thing: leaders who understand that investing in their people's capability, their emotional intelligence, their product knowledge, their ability to navigate complex and difficult conversations, is the highest return CX investment available to them. This investment is consistently underweighted relative to technology spend. I am not advocating for divestment from technology. I am advocating for rebalancing. For recognizing that the platform your business runs on is only as good as the people operating it, and that those people need as much deliberate investment as the systems they use. Given the massive generational diversity now present in both employee and customer populations, the capability to adapt communication style, demonstrate genuine empathy, and navigate differing expectations is among the most commercially valuable skills a frontline team can possess. This is not soft skills development, it is strategic capability building with a direct and measurable impact on retention and revenue. Building the right foundation. Start with the end in mind. What does excellent actually feel like for your customer? A customer experience strategy begins not with a technology selection, but with a deep, honest, research-informed understanding of your customer. What matters to them? What frustrates them? What makes them feel valued versus processed? What they need at each stage of their journey, and which of those needs are emotional, not just functional? Because a CX strategy built on genuine customer insight will make better technology decisions, better process decisions, and better people decisions. The businesses that will outperform over the next decade on customer experience are not those with the most sophisticated technology environments. They are those that understand the emotional and psychological drivers of their customers' loyalty, and that have built every element of their operation, human and digital, in service of those drivers. Technology is just one component of the customer journey. It is not the journey. And until businesses hold that distinction clearly, They will keep investing heavily into technology capability they cannot fully convert into experience. The stack does not make the strategy. The strategy tells you how to use the stack. Getting that sequence right is, in our experience, among the most consequential decisions a customer-facing business can make. ENDS. Author at Liesl Jonkheed, Consumer Psychology Lab plus Posts Bio at Liesl Jonkheed, Consumer Psychology Lab EQ. The most powerful skill for customer service, share on your socials.